Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery, and we're broadcasting to you on the Florida Aviation Network. I'm with the FAA Production Studios, and right now we're on the back patio of the Seaplane Pilots Association patio, and we're thankful to them to let us have the opportunity to broadcast back here. Right now, here at Sun and Fun, my guest is going to be Jamie Beckett. Jamie Beckett is the city commissioner for Winter Haven, and with him is Neil Duncan. Neil Duncan is he's a writer. He's got a longer title than anything. So, Neil, why don't you tell everybody what your title is?
Well, I'm actually with Polk County Tourism and Sports Marketing. We're the Central Florida Visitors Convention Bureau, and then we're also the Sports Commission for Polk County. And I am the sponsorship sales manager.
Sponsorship sales manager. Now, I'm gonna ask him the next question. But what I want you guys to do, if you guys work together, you guys know each other, correct?
We do. Yes, we do.
Yes. So then we're going through this thing, if you guys can augment each other, that's fine. But just trying to interrupt each other. Okay.
Augmentation is what we're all about.
All right. Right. We'll start with you, Jamie. Jamie, now you're an elected official here at the. For Winter Haven.
I am in a neighboring city here.
Now, how does Sun and Fun impact the area? We're talking about your area, Winter Haven. We're talking about Lakeland, and basically Central Florida. How does this, an event like this, the busiest airport in the world on these days, how has it impacted this area?
You know, that's a really important question in all honesty, Rich. The economic impact of Sun and Fun is $64 million. That's a significant drop in the bucket for us here throughout the county. It's not limited to Lakeland. The people who come here from all over the world, they stay in hotels, they eat in restaurants, they buy in the shops. This has a huge impact. And the other municipally owned airports in the county, as well as the privately owned airports, just fill up. So the FBO owners sell more fuel. Everybody does well. This is a really big deal for us each year.
Yeah. So you guys, I mean, the big thing here is to make sure or to increase our tourism, right?
Yeah. This is a big component of it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It's the largest convention in the state of Florida, and it's a fantastic event. Our central location is fantastic for it, but with the visitation, it's not just the visitation during the week of the event, but it puts us on the map throughout the year. You got Oshkosh and you got Sun and Fun, and the visitation here is fantastic, and the economic impact is Jamie was talking about. It's not just the days. You have people coming in before it starts. You have people that are here after,
right?
And it has sprung. There's an academy here, an aviation academy here, through our local Polk County Public Schools. So it's not just during these 7 to 10 days that they're here. The impact is really felt all year long.
Excellent, because it's an aviation event, a good example of how it can affect us throughout the year. We can have somebody, a guest can come down here from, say, Michigan, and they enjoy the show and they like it and they get used to the environment, and they go home and it stays in their head and they start thinking, we're on the seaplane porch here. Maybe I should go get my seaplane rating. There's places right there in Polk County where I can do it over a weekend. So they plan their family vacation to come back to Polk County, get their seaplane rating, visit some of the theme parks. It has a lasting effect. It's a huge deal.
Well, and you talk about the seaplane, that might be a nice segue. We have 554 lakes here in Polk County, so
yeah, it's a little soggy.
It's a fantastic venue, but you talk about the things, the impact's not just here in Lakeland. It's in Winter Haven, and it's here in Polk County we have the largest privately owned collection of planes with Kermit Weeks and Fantasy of Flight. So they have the splash in up there at Fantasy of Flight. So aviation is not just about Sun and Fun. It is the core, but there's a lot of other aviation things here in Polk County.
I'll touch on that because I am a seaplane rated pilot and I really love it. In Winter Haven there are 50 lakes in town. 38 of them are big enough for seaplane activities, and that's really a big deal. It surprises people because when you come out to the flight school, to the seaplane base in Winter Haven, you can go get your rating and you won't get above 500 feet. You'll just go lake to lake to lake. You can fly for hours and not land in the same lake twice. It's fantastic.
Well, it's also good for you as far as an obstacle course, because we are the bass fishing capital of the world, so I'm not sure how many bass boats you're going to run into going lake to lake, but there's a lot of great fishing here, and part of those 554 lakes, of course, Polk County's long history, phosphate and citrus, and the phosphate mining, a lot of those are old reclaimed pits that were stocked, and they just have fantastic, not only do they have a bunch of gators, it's got a whole bunch of bass fish in there.
Well, we've even got, you can land and take off from Lake Eloise where Legoland is. The largest Legoland facility in the world is right here in Polk County. And you can actually, as a seaplane pilot, you can plop right down in the lake there, see the sights, and go back to your hotel.
Well, certainly, and you mentioned Legoland, Florida, Jamie. That's actually at the grounds of where the former Cypress Gardens was. Of course, Cypress Gardens being the original theme park in Florida, and now Legoland being the newest theme park in Florida. Fantastic success. Opened up in October. 2 to 12 is the demographic, so if you come down here with the family, the grandkids, whoever, there's a great venue here, and it's right there in Jamie's jurisdiction.
Don't you love having a tourism encyclopedia here?
I like it. It's like you guys are like dueling, promoters of your county and your city.
Nobody likes government, but we actually do try to know our material, so we're on top of things.
Yeah, you guys are great. I noticed that Neil, that there's a lot of articles that are in the Sun and Fun program that you get when you come into the place. That there's a lot of articles that you've written in that. Now, you interact, I guess, with Aaron Tippin, because some of these guys I've already done interviews with, and they're great, great people, all pilots. I mean, tell us some of your experience with talking to these people and writing these articles.
Well, we do, and we bring people in all year long, and we talk about travel writers and things like that, giving them ideas for stories to talk about our community. And obviously, Sun and Fun is one of those things that we promote. And then when it gets here, we provide articles because we want to make sure people know that they're all everything that there is to see and do in this county, because Polk County is huge. You're thinking of Lakeland. We know that the visitors don't necessarily know county lines, so we need to make sure that they know we're right between Tampa and Orlando. You can go to our websites, visitcentralflorida.org, or you can go to centralfloridasports.com, because we are on the sports side as well. We help assist with over 225 events or special events such as Sun and Fun each year. We operate off the bed tax, and we invest into events that are going to bring people to Polk County, and they're going to visit our area, and you folks at home, you know, when you go on the road, two things you're absolutely going to do. You're going to find a place to stay, and you're going to go eat. And you're probably going to go shopping, or somebody in the family is going to go shopping. So that economic impact is fantastic. So that information you see there is very critical to get in the hands of the consumer before they get here, and then once they get here, anything has changed. The landscape of Polk County has changed quite dramatically here in the last few years with Legoland coming on board, the energy that it's put into Winter Haven, but Polk County in Central Florida is fantastic. Of course, Fantasy of Flight we've had for a long time, but they're adding stuff to their portfolio of things. You can now do an Orange Grove tour. A couple things that visitors like to do when they come to our area is they want to see an alligator, and they want to be able to actually pick an orange off a tree. And you can't, for those of you at home, don't just walk into an orange grove when you get here and pick an orange, because you might get to meet some of Polk County's finest. But because that is somebody's living that you're picking off a tree. But Fantasy Apply has incorporated a grove tour. So you can actually go and find out how the whole process works, and then you can pick your oranges. But getting that information, back to your original question, getting that information is very critical, because knowledge is power. We want to make sure that every inch of this this county that we have covered, arts and culture, that's another thing. It's huge that people can come do here. So we just want to make sure that they get that information.
Well, as long as we're doing warnings, I'd also suggest don't just walk up and pet a gator either.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not animatronics. They're actual, and they do eat meat.
Yeah. You're a pilot.
I am. I'm a flight instructor and an A&P mechanic.
Oh, are you really?
Yep.
So you're just like me.
This is my job. It's what I do. Okay. I really enjoy it.
Now, are you rating both seaplanes and airplanes?
I'm commercial single engine, multi engine, land and sea, and I was a kid in a band in New York City, and I just decided I wanted to get a private pilot's license to get out of the city easier. So that was my career path. I found out I liked it. I was good at it. It was really opened up my world, and I got the sickness. So I went to big time flight school and got all my ratings. I worked as an instructor. Now I write books and online courses primarily for pilots and mechanics.
Oh, good. So you're both writers. You both have your hand in writing. And you've actually written books and everything? You're a published author?
Yeah, I have a novel called Burritos and Gasoline. Please feel free to buy it. I'd love to have a new house.
And these are the plugs, guys.
and I write textbooks and online courses. I write a lot of magazine material. It's a great living. You know, I get to live in Central Florida. We're right in the center of the state. We were talking about Polk County in general. Just for context, Polk County is way bigger than Rhode Island. It's almost as big as Delaware. We're essentially a state. Florida's much bigger than most people think. But
it is.
I live right in the center of the state. We have events like this, Fantasy of Flight. For a guy who's into aviation, it's 12 months a year. I mean, this is the weather we typically have in January and February. This is, if you're into general aviation especially, man, this is the place to be, no matter what time of year.
Well, I think one of the things that people don't remember, Florida used to be underwater. It used to be not the
literally.
Whole state underwater. It was in the ocean. But one of the neat things is on the east side of the county, we were actually beachfront, and so the birding and the animals and some of the things that you can see here, you can't find it anywhere else in the country. Bock Tower Gardens, fantastic venue. And again, all this stuff I'm saying to you. Visit centralflorida.org. You can find more information. You can set up a itinerary, things to see and do. But there's things you can do here that you just can't do anywhere else.
Yeah,
it's
not just the whole Sun and Fun thing. Come to Sun and Fun, you know, spend a couple days, see what you want to see.
Absolutely.
Go do the vendor thing. Get the 50% off your headset stuff, and then go pick an orange and pick an alligator.
Well, and it truly is a family friendly thing. You know, in my own family, I'm a pilot. I have one child who's really interested in aviation. She wants to be a fighter pilot. But I have two kids who don't care at all and a wife who's really not impressed with it. But it's still, you can come out here and you can do all kinds of great stuff. There's educational opportunities. There's celebrities to meet. There's fun people like you, Rich.
Thank you.
I mean, really is, even if you're not specifically into I want to be a pilot, this is still a great place to be. Spend the day with your family and you really can have a heck of a time.
Well, we talked about it. I'm not a pilot.
That's true, but we still like you.
But I come out here every year because it is just so fantastic, the things that you can do out here. And my son, I have a 9-year-old son. I bring him out every year because, you know, I'm not necessarily into aviation, but it might get him into aviation. You know, so it's
but
a
you
good
will
educational
give
thing.
People autographs on the brochures for here, right?
Absolutely. For $5. As long as it's my particular kind of program.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the 9-year-old son. The Florida Aviation Museum right here on the grounds has a terrific STEM-tastic program, they call it. It fits right in with the STEM system that most schools are using, science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's tough to teach a kid algebra and get them excited about it, but you can teach them flight planning or bend radius for building an airplane or a variety of things that are actually fun and hands-on, and they figure out later, oh, I was learning algebra.
The dates of the show for next year, I was noticing in the program when I was reading some of your articles, it's been moved, I think it's the 9th through the 14th of next year.
Of April, yeah. It's moved back to April where it used to be.
Yeah, because was it March because of weather and now we're going back to April? I mean, I know we had a tornado come through here last year.
Yeah,
I was
that's
here.
Very rare. You know, it's 38 years and there's been one tornado. And normally the weather's like this, just stellar. My understanding is it was moved to March because it was conflicting with some other events where they really were feeling that the participants in the show were torn, which they should go to.
Right.
But now they've found they can go back to the April date, which really works better for everybody. It doesn't conflict with major holidays, and it seems to be easier for families, especially families who travel to get here.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, when you're talking about a major event like this, everybody wants to be at it, and
sure.
Jamie's absolutely right that it was conflicting with some other dates, and we want everybody to be here because they want to be here. So I think it was very wise on the Sun and Fun staff's part and the board to do that, and now they can go forward. I think they've went ahead and set it for like the next 5 years, so people know exactly when it's going to be.
Yeah, Jamie, you said a figure of $64 million.
Yeah, that'll open your eyes, won't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's like the Florida Lotto.
Well, and that's not a made-up number. That's University of South Florida did an economic impact report. That's a legitimate number based on surveys of people who actually come here. The impact is $64 million annually. That's
you seen that increasing? I mean, is this where we're at right now? What was it like?
Well, let me just add real quick, Jamie, that the multiplier was very conservative in that study. So we actually think it's a little higher than that. So that's a conservative $64 million.
Yeah, and it has been growing, and it's a good question because even in the economic downturn, this event has been growing and it has been pulling people in. Because remember, this doesn't just pull people from Polk County or Central Florida. This literally pulls people from all over the world. I've met Australians here who came specifically for Sun and Fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's a heck of a trip.
Yeah.
So this really does impact our economy broadly. I mean, even if you own a hardware store or a barbershop, it affects you even though you don't see it that way. I was always really surprised that there's a bookstore here in town, Books A Million. And I was talking to the manager once, and they said their biggest week of the year wasn't Christmas. It was Sun and Fun Week because there's so many campers, and they don't have a television. So they got to read.
So they're going to buy books.
You'd be very hard-pressed to find a hotel room right now in this county with all the events that are going on.
Oh, yeah, because, countywide.
Because not only Sun and Fun going on, there's a lot of other events because this is the time of year that people want to be in Central Florida.
Yeah,
and, you know, we have people say to us, other convention visitors, bureaus, or sports commissions say, that's got to be rough to be between Tampa and Orlando. And, no, we embrace our location.
Right.
Because you got the beaches to the west and you got the mouse to the east. And but you embrace that because we are an affordable destination. Okay, we're more affordable than staying, you know, on the beach or staying in the Orlando area. So come to Polk County. Are we naive enough to think that they're not going to go to Orlando or they're not going to go to Tampa? No. Make it a day trip.
Yeah.
But stay in Polk County and see all these other things. So, again, we were talking about the articles in the Sun and Fun brochure. There's a reason that information is there to make sure people know, okay, if we don't get you this year, we'll get you next year. You know, stay centrally located, and there's so much to offer here in Polk County.
And one other thing, you know, and we plugged on it just for a little bit. We talked about the Fantasy of Flight down here. Kermit Weeks owns that, and he's a super guy, you know. And, you know, it'd be a shame for you to come here to Sun and Fun. They got the Splash In going on tomorrow, which is Thursday.
Yep,
and,
right there in Lake Agnes.
For him, and he's got a fantastic museum, and I'd just like to plug him, if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
You guys have probably been over there before, I'm sure. He's probably...
I've sewed fabric on some of his airplanes. It's a fantastic place.
As an AMP mechanic, you're right. You know, but he's got such a fantastic place. If you come here to Sun and Fun, you don't spend at least a day going through that over there, you will have missed out a lot of not just of either the splashing or a show, but of history, because he's got aircraft in there that are completely restored, plus those that are going to be. It's a fantastic place.
Well, he just recently unpacked a couple new toys.
Yes, he did. Pit Caron Auto Gyro, and I'm blanking out on the other one. But, you know, I was going to say, one of the things that's really interesting about Fantasy of Flight is the mechanics who do the restoration are right there on site. And as you walk through, you can talk to the guy who's rebuilding a Jenny, or you can talk to the guy who's rebuilding the L1 and ask him specific questions about the aircraft. And often people will come by because they flew that airplane during the war, or their dad flew it, or I was thinking about restoring one of these. Can you give me any tips or tricks? It's an amazing thing. And they even have a machinist there, Andy Salter, who's a buddy of mine. He's great. You don't think about it, but if you're working on an airplane built in 1917 and you need a valve, there probably isn't one down at the auto parts store. Andy's one of those guys who can actually machine a new valve or build you a new piston or whatever you need on those old engines, which is amazing because these planes still fly. At Fantasy of Flight, they fly one of those planes every day.
Yeah, I noticed that even here at Sun and Fun, there's a lot of talent here with these forums that they have going on up here. You know, the guys that are that are building kit planes and kit foxes and all the stuff that where they're doing it themselves. That all the guys that are really in the know. We're talking not super young guys. These guys have been stitching, you know, doing herringbone and baseball stitches on fabric for a long, long time.
I learned to do fabric here, not in AMP school, and I learned to weld here.
Right. AMP school doesn't touch on that too much anymore.
Not anymore. They're all into turbines and composites and aluminum
glass
monocoque structures.
Cockpit.
But if you want to learn how to do something really interesting, like build your own airplane, weld your own engine mount, stitch your own fabric. You can learn that here in a day. It's a great educational value.
It really is.
Well, I wanted to comment, going back to Fantasy of Flight, you know, you talk about Kermit, and of course, you can go to fantasyofflight.com for more information, but the symposiums that they offer a lot of educational things because, as we were talking about my nine-year-old son, they want to make sure, you know, they're bringing back people from the Great World Wars that have a story. You can read about that information. You can try to consume that, but until you actually hear these pilots and you hear their stories, there's nothing like it.
That is true. One of the things that really got my daughter interested in flying was going to a WASP seminar there where there were women who flew in World War II, and she saw, hey, there are people like me who did this. It really meant a lot to her. I've moderated some events over there with Tuskegee Airmen or Rosie the Riveter. They really get these people in where you get to interact with them one-on-one and really find out what is the history of aviation, because remarkably, it's barely 100 years old. There's still people walking around whose license was signed by a Wright brother, and you can meet those people occasionally. It's really inspirational.
Yep, it's getting far and few between. I'm going to change the subject just real quick, because we touched on a little bit about talking to, you know, everybody knows the economy was down for a while.
Just a little,
a few years ago, but we are on the comeback, and which is a good thing. And America for Europeans is on sale, and I have seen a lot of Europeans. Fortunately for you guys, especially Neil, you know, in the marketing stuff that you guys have to do to keep this place going, a lot of like Sun and Fun travels word of mouth, mm-hmm. And we do see a lot of Europeans coming here to Sun and Fun. I mean, what would you say? Of everybody that you get, how many do you guys keep statistics on who's,
well,
how many Europeans?
You guys do, don't you?
We do, but that's a hard question to answer just from the fact that on sporting events, the demographics of who are coming is easier to answer. When you're talking about a general tourist,
yeah,
or visitor, that's a little harder to track. But I will tell you that, of course, we have the regular hotels and motels, but at the northeast part of our county, we have vacation rental homes that are predominantly owned by the British. And what they do is they come over for a month or two, and then they go back over across the pond, and then they lease those out to management companies who then rent them. And they actually make up over 50% of our bed tax collections.
Oh, wow.
So it's a huge industry. So we already have the European market kind of cornered. A lot of people staying with us in the county. And then with Legoland opening up in Winter Haven, the Lego brand is so huge in Europe that it's allowed us even more access in the South American market, which Legoland hadn't necessarily targeted when they first opened, has been huge in attendance at the park. So we do have a very diverse group of people, and of course when you talk about Sun and Fun, people coming in from all over the world.
Yep, and of course your guys' job now, do you guys do a lot of these interviews like this to kind of get everybody into the mood of getting here?
This is the first interview we've ever done.
You liar. you're lying. Yeah, because we got to get these guys into because we can get them here, and it's like you guys said, hey, look, you don't just come for the airplanes. Let's come for the theme parks. Let's come for the museums. Let's come for...
Well, our mission is very simple with what we do at Tourism and Sports Marketing. It's putting heads in beds and making cash registers ring. Get people here, get them to spend their money, and then they can go.
You know, a lot of this, though, is preparation, in all honesty. It's what you do throughout the rest of the year. This year in Polk County, we established the Polk Aviation Alliance, where we bring together the management of all the municipally owned airports in the county, as well as the management of Sun and Fun and Fantasy of Flight, because tourism is a factor. You know, if you breach that wall and you bring those people together and you sit down at a table and you start talking about how can my airport help your event, how can your airport help their airport, their event, how can this dovetail in with baseball or so many of the other things that happen in Florida, it really does open up on an enormous creative output,
yeah,
where we get to find out we can really help each other. And frankly, you could do that anywhere. It's just we have the benefit of being in the greatest place on the planet.
Well, it also makes sense to do that, because if someone has a great time while they're here, they might think about retiring here or becoming, you know, because it's a quality of life thing. And we try to cross over our events as much as possible. If you're here for the Central Florida Collegiate Invitational, we're home to one of the largest collegiate spring trainings in the country. It goes 6 weeks, over 225 teams. While they're here, oh, by the way, this aviation event's going on. Or when the aviation event's going on, oh, by the way, we've been home to the Detroit Tigers in Lakeland for 76 years. We're their spring training home. So there's a lot of crossover. Is more the more that you can show people, the more that there is to do, the better we all are as a community.
That's great.
I buy everything he said.
So do I. Now you're an elected official.
I am elected. I actually
so
run for office.
How long is your reign going to be for?
I have a 4-year term, and I run again.
How many years have you used up already?
I'm 3 years into a 4-year term.
So I'm only going to get one more interview with you next year, right?
Well, it's obviously our hope that he seeks re-election and gets re-elected. I don't think that'll be too bad much of a problem, because he has been fantastic not only for the city of Winter Haven but also for what we do, because we have a board that helps us govern what we do, and he's been quite a visionary when it comes to aviation, because there is a lot for us to capitalize on, because if you don't have a diverse portfolio,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Everything starts to fall apart, and nothing is cohesive.
Absolutely.
Well,
so.
I use the analogy sometimes. Airports are a lot like nuclear power plants to non-pilots, because they don't really know what goes on there, and it freaks them out a little bit. But the reality is the airports are a really important thing. To give you an example, 2004, we had three hurricanes where the eye came through Polk County. It's unprecedented. It never happened before. This airport was a staging area for emergency supplies, because while the roads are shut down and the trees are down and the power lines are down, you can get aircraft in and out. They're incredibly important. It really is your insurance policy. And then we see things like this with the Florida Aviation Museum and their STEMtastic program, Central Florida Aviation, or I'm sorry, Aerospace Academy right here, which is an aviation-related high school right on the grounds. We have tremendous opportunities, and it really is just, it requires somebody in office who understands how that works to step out and say, hey, I know you don't understand this, but it matters. Let's all jump on board and make this happen and make it work for all of us.
Well, again, education is very important. You know, I'm one of those. I'm not a pilot, but I'm one of those that you get on the plane, you fly somewhere, you get off, and that's just how it is. You know, I have two things that I want to do. I want to sit on the wing, because somehow that makes me feel safer. I don't know why. And I want to have the window seat, because I want to be the first one to know that there's trouble. I don't know that either one of those make any sense. And the bigger the plane, the better I feel. I don't know if it's because I feel like there's going to be more people that are going to be going down with me or what.
Cushion the blow.
We have to get in front of me. We have to get him up in a seaplane. Because that's a little plane. You're under the wing. It's all kinds of
fun. Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, guys, we're kind of running out of time. I just want to one more thing. Now, we talked about a lot of stuff and about the money and everything. I can't help but plug these volunteers. A lot of the guys that are working with me on the set, to include myself, I could be doing check rides in Jacksonville, making, you know, what DPEs make. But I'm here talking with you guys. These volunteers, they make all this stuff happen. I mean, you guys have got to be loving the fact that, you've got somebody out there doing all this stuff that you guys don't have to kind of babysit or worry about.
You know, I don't think most people are aware that 4,000 volunteers are necessary to run this event. And they come from all over the country. They RV down. They camp out. Some of them live here. But they do donate an enormous amount of time. The people you see on the gates, the people picking up the trash, the people leading the aircraft around, they're all volunteers. It's a very small paid staff here. And it really is a great example of how things can work if we all pull together. It's inspirational. This is a great event for so many reasons.
Well, this event's a lot like what we do as far as in Polk County in general, partnerships through prosperity through partnerships. And you certainly couldn't do that, and this event couldn't be successful with all the volunteers. And it's the state of Florida's largest convention, so they need a lot of them.
Yeah, these volunteers, I mean, they love doing this thing. A lot of these guys, I mean, the volunteers aren't different every year. These guys are returning year after year after year to help this event go on. And even in tough times, they still come out and try to help you guys, try to support you guys, try to, you know, keep everything going.
Maybe last year was the best example ever. Anyone in the Midwest who's ever seen a tornado will relate to the context of it. This place had a direct hit from a tornado last year with substantial damage. They were open the next morning because people came out of the woodwork. Everybody thought the show was over. That was it. But, I mean, everybody from the community and all the people here pulled together. They were open for business the next morning, and it really was impressive.
I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a couple of websites once again so you can get more information. Visit centralflorida.org, centralfloridasports.com, or sun-in-fun.org. Find out about our area and come on down.
See, he's an encyclopedia. It's amazing.
Guys, Jamie Beckett, the Honorable Jamie Beckett, City Commissioner, Winter Haven, Neil Duncan, huge title. Guys, I appreciate you coming out this morning and sitting in the sun and having to sit here a long time and wait for everything to get up and running. I appreciate everything.
Real pleasure. Loved
it. All right, guys. I'm Rich Tillery. We're coming to you back at the Seaplane Pilot Association. We're with the FAA Production Studios. My guests, Neil Duncan and Jamie Beckett, and we're going to see you next time. Bye-bye, guys.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.